escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a big day for the Browns. Another big day for the Browns. They trade away Kenny Pickett. I wanted them to trade away Kenny Pickett, one, because I thought he was gumming up the works. I thought he was there gumming up the works. And you know what? And I'm going to get to a couple of calls here. But the Dylan Gabriel stuff, like, I don't want to. There's some people who are becoming a little bit defensive on Dylan. I don't have anything against Dylan. I just don't think there's a ceiling there that tells me I don't have hope, I should say. Like, there's still some, and it's probably unrealistic. You guys can go, Ken, Shador was terrible on Saturday. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's a little bit unrealistic. But if I had to bet on either one that they were going to become great, I'd probably take Shador just because of the limitations that I think that Dylan Gabriel has. Doesn't mean Dylan Gabriel can't draw a pension. Because I'll tell you what, Shador, I don't know if he's a pension quarterback, pension player in the NFL, but I think a guy like Dylan Gabriel, yeah, I mean, you could see Dylan Gabriel in a preseason next year with either the Browns or somebody else, the year after that, the year after that, the year after that, like he could be around for 8 years.
I was really surprised at a lot of the, I almost think that as the pendulum continues to widely swing from one side to the other on these things after Shador's first preseason game. Of course, he didn't play in the second. Then we get to the third. And I thought Pickett had good moments, just like I thought Shador had good moments.
Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. I thought Gabriel had good moments, just like we saw Shador have good moments in the first game. But I was surprised to see how many people said, that's it. That's the draft pick. That's why he went third overall. I'm like, I'm seeing a fraction of the talent. Like, if we were talking about profile, he's going to get compared to Kyler Murray because of his size. And I'm like, man, I think Kyler Murray has way more talent than Kenny Pickett. Why are people using this performance to act like he's catapulted to the future starter of the Cleveland Browns?
I think that there's people who
I would bet against that.
I think there's people who are exhausted with it. I think they're exhausted by hearing guys like me get excited about a guy like Shador. And I think they want to go with somebody who's a little bit more classic. I know he's not the tallest guy out there, but he's more of a classic quarterback. He's played a lot of football there. And Shador's played a lot of football, too. But he's played a lot of football. He's been in some big games, some real big games with big outcomes, big meaning to him. I mean, Shador's been in some nice games and big regular season games. Dylan Gabriel's had to play in the playoffs and has been forced to play well in Big Ten championship games and things like that, and or SEC games and things like that. Like, it is a different animal that Dylan Gabriel has had to play in. I have to admit that. So I think that they look at it more of a classic quarterback and going, okay, can I just get rid of the craziness? I think that's what some people are tired of, is the craziness. And I respect those feelings.
Yeah, but does any of that mean you're going to be good?
Like, no, I don't know. I don't think so.
Fine, take the circus that Shador brings to the table. Okay, fine, but...
All right.
Does anybody, like, were we going into the draft thinking Dylan Gabriel is a future starter in the NFL? Was anybody saying that?
No.
So why are you saying it now? What have you seen from Dylan Gabriel?
Because I think it's a punchback to the craziness, and I have been a participant in it, the craziness of Shador.
But
I think
I also
that they're firing back at it.
But I also saw people going after Daryl or, you know, or Zach Jackson or anybody that was telling you how bad Gabriel was, even though everybody that was around was saying, man, Gabriel was...
Yeah, but those are the guys that we've had on. But we've had people, those guys on, and they've been vocal about it.
But the people going after them, because now he's second on the depth chart, Dylan Gabriel, I'm like, that's not, the, as the kids say, the flex that you think it is. Like, how many teams would Dylan Gabriel be the backup right now in the NFL? How many teams?
Well, that's interesting because
are we the only one?
I made a great big fight yesterday, and there were some people who definitely pushed back on me when I said this is the worst QB room in the NFL, and I should have said this is the best opportunity in the QB room in the NFL for Shedeur Sanders. And if that's the case, it's still the best opportunity in the NFL for Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, sure. Sure. What other teams would be lining up to make Dylan Gabriel their backup quarterback
right
now?
Don't you think one of the teams that's very secure in quarterback would bring him in?
Oh, you mean
to draft him late round?
Oh, yeah, but not to be like, hey, if our guy goes down,
right. No.
Like the Chiefs, if Patrick Mahomes goes down, Dylan Gabriel, the season's over. Like you probably as the Chiefs, you're probably not going
right
anywhere.
Now as their backups.
Are you serious?
Who? Yeah.
So the season's over.
Yeah.
If Patrick goes down,
but wait a second, I've seen Dylan.
But that's how it's been.
I've seen Gardner Minshew play well plenty of times. Right. Like I don't have anything.
I mean, they did it with Chad Henne. Give us a game. Give us a quarter. Right. They did it with Carson Wentz. Give us a game.
That's what you're hoping for. Like, if a guy's out for a season, if Josh Allen or Mahomes or if they're out for the year, like, that's
it's
it.
Done.
Like, you can't, maybe you'll find a Scott Mitchell in there or a Matt Castle or something. But, man, for the most part, especially now with today's quarterbacks, we're
Unless
playing
it's
more than
week
ever.
18 and you can go, yes. Let's rally around the kid for 4 weeks.
And there's fewer great quarterbacks than I think there have been. Then I think that you're going to have yourself a significant problem in there. But, no, Owen's right. Like, Chad Henne, like, yeah, can you give me two games? While we get this toe figured out, Gardner Minshew, can you give me a couple of games while we get this other shoulder issue figured out? And maybe you're hoping the same thing for Dylan Gabriel, but probably with a team that's not going to be starting all over with a new quarterback, as the Browns seem to be on a collision course to do. I want to be fair to Dylan Gabriel. So that's why, like, I don't push back on the stuff with what people are aiming at with Daryl and Zach with us. People listen to us. Those guys have been on the show. Those guys have been firmly on the record about how bad they look, and they could stand by that. Because we'll find out more with Dylan Gabriel. But I'll tell you right now, with Dylan, the results on the field from what we've seen in the preseason have not been what we've been reported to about what's happened in practice.
Yeah, but
those
also
have been better
but
results.
But also, the stuff I've seen in the preseason don't indicate to me that he's ever going to be a full-time starter in the NFL. What am I seeing? What is everybody else seeing that I'm not
Again,
seeing?
Again, I think that is probably a wish more than an actual... expectation.
There were some nice. I saw people talking about the layering of this ball, and I'm like, okay, maybe on a few throws, Dylan Gabriel. You're like, whoa, okay, you saw some arm to justify him being drafted, but I also think you could see that from like 80% of the quarterbacks in preseason can all make a layered throw. Like that's just a fraction of what needs to be seen to ever sit there and pronounce that a guy's going to be a future starter in the NFL.
Jim in Syracuse, New York, listening on the Free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Jim.
Guys, I really feel like, you know, I don't see Kenny Pickett winning three more games than Dylan Gabriel. So why not roll the dice on the younger guy?
I agree.
He has performed well in the preseason. I just don't see Kenny Pickett bringing any more value to the Browns in 2025 than Dylan Gabriel, particularly if he gets five or six games under his belt where he's learning as the backup. If something happens to Flacco, let's roll the dice and see what the kid can do. I don't see the downside. I agree.
When it comes to Kenny Pickett, I agree. If you would have said the same thing about Shedeur Sanders, I would have agreed. Again, I think that Kenny Pickett was basically a dam clogging up the water, and I wanted to, and thank you for the call, Jim. I wanted to see the other two rookies if it's not going to be Joe.
Me and you were on the same page, totally, but remember, it was Nathan Zagura. He's 15-10, right? He's only, how old? How old is Kenny Pickett?
26.
And he was, his profile coming out of the draft was actually much better than Dylan Gabriel.
And when we talk about QB wins, QB wins is a valid stat for backup QBs. It is, I'm not going to be like Mina Kimes about it and go rip it on QB wins when it comes to starting quarterbacks. I totally agree with her on that. But when it comes to backup QBs, you want to give me 15-10? Yeah, I'm going to make myself feel better. When my franchise QB goes down and Kenny Pickett has to come in and I'm sitting there shaking my glass of whiskey and you go, hey, Kenny's 15-10. I'm going to go, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better about that. That's what you say for backup QBs, not a guy who, hey, this guy could end up being our version of Sam Darnold or God knows who. Nobody, if media was saying that, so do you it's think, off base. Do if you fans think were Dylan, saying that, I think there was probably few and
Dylan
far between.
Do you think Dylan Gabriel could go 15-10 with the Cleveland Browns over the next 25 games?
I think Dylan Gabriel can go 15.
I
think Dylan Gabriel can go 15-10 through his career is what I think Dylan Gabriel can.
So you mean not on the Browns, but
not
on other
with
teams?
The Browns, no, because he won't have the chance to play that many games with the Cleveland
Browns. That's interesting because, I mean, the caller was kind of saying, well, I have more faith that Dylan Gabriel. Why wouldn't you go with Dylan Gabriel? It's like, well, I don't know that he's going to be better than Kenny Pickett.
Dylan Gabriel will be a backup here until the wheels come off of Joe, and then he will be the backup for the starting quarterback next year.
Yeah.
That's what Dylan Gabriel is going to be. So through the course of an 8-year career, Dylan Gabriel might be 15-10 or 10-5 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. But there's nowhere on earth that I see him being a franchise quarterback. That's not being mean-spirited. That's just being truthful. Let me get to Jay in Akron. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Jay.
How you doing, Ken?
Doing okay, Jay. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I don't think you should be throwing Gabriel under the bus so quickly. We had Pickett penciled in as the first-string quarterback. He got traded to Oakland to the Raiders, Las Vegas now, for a fifth-rounder. So we have Flacco's going to play. He's going to play till he either gets hurt or the Browns are totally out of it. Then let Gabriel see what he can do. You know, he's got a blank sheet of paper record. Let's see what he can do.
Well, I'm fine with him now.
Sanders there as the third string quarterback. If he was the fourth quarterback, Sanders would have been on non-dressing.
Yes. Well, that's the entire argument that we're making here, especially in the same thing with Jim in Syracuse called in. Like, I don't need to see Kenny Pickett. I'd rather just see Dylan Gabriel and his play in the preseason in the game against Carolina the game against Philadelphia, I should say. And then in the game on Saturday against the Rams, it did make me feel better. Like, all right, we could see what he has. I don't think he's anything. I don't think he's a franchise QB. I just said it. I'm not going to turn it around just because you're on the phone and you're a nice guy. I don't think he's a franchise guy, but it's like, hey, again, if I play him this year, as of right now, Jay, I think you, me, Lima, everybody, and I thank you very much for the call. I think we all agree that our quarterback right now is in college football. So I got no problem in letting Dylan Gabriel get his fair share coming up. I hope that he is able to do somewhat of what he did in the preseason, because then I want to feel better about the pick. Because we're not out of the woods with the guys in charge right now. And if they're going to be around next year, which you can't guarantee me that they will or won't be, so if they are, I want to feel better about Dylan Gabriel. And I want to feel better about the guys in charge. So I want to see Dylan Gabriel and see if he was worth a third-round pick. Like, at the end of it, I can go, hey, man, you have an 8-year career. You go 15-10 as a starter in the NFL. Yeah, you're definitely worth a third-round pick. Definitely as a QB. Florio saying weird stuff again. Center on Baskin and Phelps yesterday, coming up in like 10 seconds. Sports Talk of the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Greco coming up in just about 40 minutes. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He was on with Baskin and Phelps yesterday. This man is a dog to a bone. I like Florio. I'm entertained by Florio.
I love his creativity.
Florio offered me to kick him off the show one time in an argument. It was the Myles Garrett going to jail thing. Florio is a creative person. And he tried to do it with Shador during the draft. Then he tried to do it again with Shamar Stewart. And now, damn it, he's going to get his work in when it comes to Quinshon Judkins. He was asked on Baskin and Phelps yesterday why the Browns haven't signed Judkins amid an NFL investigation. I want you to hear this first before we go to the big one. Hit it.
I think the frontline reality for Judkins and the Browns is the fact that if he would show up, they'd probably put him on paid leave while they figure out what they're going to do about this personal conduct policy issue. Even though he's not going to be prosecuted, the league still does its own investigation. And if his alleged victim is willing to cooperate with the league, then he potentially ends up being suspended. It happened to Ezekiel Elliott. He was never arrested. He was never even sued. He ended up being suspended 6 games by the NFL. But the reality is, as that plays out, however long it takes or short it takes, I think the Browns are delaying signing him because the first order of business is you got to put him on paid leave if you're going to bring him to camp. So why bother to even start down the road of signing the contract until they know how many games he's going to miss?
Before we go to the other clip, how often have you been asked about Quinshon Judkins?
Actually, not that much.
I'm asked about it daily. Are you serious?
Yeah, just the quarterback stuff is so much more. And
those are usually opinions, but I get asked about Quinshon Judkins and his future on a daily basis. And I'm like, guys, I know as much as you do.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's definitely weird because, you know, Florio says he would be put on paid leave immediately. Is that from the Browns or from the commissioner's exempt list?
It's probably the commissioner's
exempt list. Yeah, because the Browns would not sign him and then put him on leave.
No.
That would make no sense whatsoever. No. And, I think Mary Kay had an update, which wasn't much of an update at all yesterday, just checking in on the league.
Taking shots at Mary Kay.
The update was that she talked to the league. And the
she
league,
can see you on YouTube now. You better watch your face.
And there was it's that there was no update at all from the league. The league is saying that the investigations are
continuing.
Roger
can see you on the YouTube now as well, so you better watch your face. He's even more powerful than that. But Florio went further, and this is, I love it. I absolutely love it. Again, did it with Shador during the draft. Did it with Shamar Stewart during camp. Third time, maybe it's a charm for Mike Florio and Quinshon Judkins.
If Judkins really wanted to go back and play college football, you start the process by sending a letter to the NCAA demanding that they abandon a rule that you believe is an antitrust violation. You give them a short time frame to respond. If they don't, you go to court. You seek a temporary restraining order. You seek a preliminary injunction. You get a ruling that he's allowed to go back and play, even if it's during this season. He could do it if he wanted to do it. It's an option, and I guess that's the point. Even if a guy didn't do it, even if Shedeur Sanders didn't decide once he got through 4 rounds of the draft to say, I'm just going to go back to Colorado next year. It's an option that wasn't there in the past. And one of these days, one of these players is going to take advantage of that option.
Someone's going to do it at some point. I think that Florio wants to be the one that gives the idea.
Okay,
someone's going to do it.
Let me ask something, because it seems really far-fetched that he would do this. At this stage, I mean, it's late August. The Buckeyes. First of all, is he even saying would he definitely go to Ohio State?
No.
Is that spot,
he just said back to college.
Yeah, is that spot even open for him? I do think Quinshon Judkins is way better than C.J. Donaldson and, you know, who else? I know they have young Bo Jackson, and James Peoples is your starter, it looks like, right now. And Ohio State had a much better running back situation last year going into the season, and I think they have going this year. But it's Ohio State. You know, they assume they're going to reload every single year.
Well, ask Brady Quinn about that 905.
So what would be the situation if you're Judkins? Would it be worth it? Would there be a spot at one of the top teams that is opened up right now for him? And could he work his way into what? A first round pick next year? How much more guaranteed money?
How much money is he going to get from a college team with all this going on?
I'm not even talking about that in terms of NIL. I mean, maybe he could get some NIL, but I'm talking about improving his draft stock. Is there a chance he could improve his draft stock?
No, I don't think so.
Could he go from a second rounder to a first rounder?
Well, you went back to college. To get in on a roster now, aren't you basically taking a year off? If you're Quinshon
Judkins? Telling me a team couldn't take him? Or would he? Well, the eligibility, too. Like, how would the eligibility work?
I think, I know Florio's kind of looking at, like, how many rules are there? Well, are there any rules?
That is true. But a team and their compliance would have to,
the rule used to be, and I don't know if it still is for the NCAA, once you signed with an agent, you couldn't be an amateur athlete anymore. Mm-hmm. But obviously you can sign with an agent whenever you want now. So that's why he's bringing it up, right? But regardless of, if he went back, he would still have a pending NFL suspension over his head. And I think that would hurt, you know, any draft, especially if he's a fringy round guy, right?
Yes.
I don't know that he can get much better than where he was drafted.
I mean, listen, I don't know if this year is going to happen. So it's not like I'm not that desperate to bring in Quinshon Judkins. It sucks that he's not with the team, and it sucks that he put himself in this situation.
What do you mean you're not sure this season is even happening? Why is this so egregious?
We're still in this holding pattern.
Yeah.
And again, you're the one who keeps bringing up that I'm not arguing with you about that, but I mean, you keep bringing up that they have photos, so they might be seeing these photos going, how do we handle something like this? So
well,
it could be
trying
a significant suspension.
I imagine they've attempted to talk to, you know, the alleged victim as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea if she's going to, you know, collaborate with them, cooperate at all. So, but I'm not seeing of the things like Mike Hall last year, there was a gun involved. There's no gun involved here. He got... what, 5 games? How could this be a season? Like, I don't know.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Well, if it can be a season, but you know as well as I do, when it comes to the NFL, things that can get out in the public, they're in the court of public opinion. They are not in the court of law. So if all of a sudden they go, hey, you know what? Charges have been dropped. He said, she said, no penalty. What? Like, I don't think that would be the case, but say it were to be the case, and then all of a sudden some bad photos come out there. The NFL is not in that business. They learned that lesson the hard way with Ray Rice, and they don't want to do it again.
The bad thing now for Judkins is, like, it's not even going to be a time served. Like, the suspension starts when he signs a contract because there's no time served. He hasn't been suspended or anything. So we're just delaying. That's why... He needs to sign a contract. Are the Browns refusing to really negotiate here?
I think they're waiting and seeing until the NFL comes to them and tells them what they think the penalty is going to be.
I think that same thing.
This is massively confusing. Like, say he did actually want to go to college. You got to think about the miles that are on you. He got money to go to Ole Miss, and then he got more money to go to Ohio State. So he's got money. But if you're going back to college, well, the season has technically already started.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're getting back there and who can offer you what and who's going to offer you what. Now, I think it's probably in your best interest to go along.
I think most of these teams are pretty tapped out
with your
year.
Exactly. So I think it's probably in your best interest. If you want to sit out the year and go back to college, I guess you can do that. If you want to sit out the year and try to refile for the draft, I guess you can do that. But it's probably in your best interest to just move forward and deal with all this and then get it behind you and start your NFL career. Because I don't know what's left for you back in college. You might be able to make more money in a year you were going to make. But
okay, if you're the
maybe
Browns,
that's still the case.
If you're the Browns, so we've talked about it from Judkins' perspective. If you're the Browns, are you playing hardball right now, or don't you just want to get him in?
I don't know if it's hardball.
If you can get him in, then the suspension, once it gets wrapped up, can start. We can talk about, or the commissioner's exemplus. That process can get started, at least. It can't get started until you get him in. But if they're playing hardball,
they can suspend him until he gets a contract with the Browns?
No. What I mean is the commissioner's exemplus can get started.
Okay.
And then they can force the action. And if the NFL is holding them out, then at least you can get time served or whatever. But none of that can get started until you bring them in.
So
to me, if the Browns are playing hardball, they're just kind of screwing themselves.
But would you say you're not going to be Chris Matthews and you're not going to play hardball? Then are you signing him to the guaranteed contract that he wanted?
Well, I told you that. Who cares? It's Jimmy Haslam's money,
it's
right?
Don't
we say that all the time? Jimmy Haslam's money. It's not my money.
Hold
who
on.
Cares? He's got I'm more under, money than anybody. He's liquid. He has more money. We have a strategic advantage with the Browns.
I hear this
from every Browns
here you go
homer
cherry picking
every
again.
Town.
Here we go cherry
every
picking.
Time. Do I not hear it? Every time. We have more money that puts us in a fortuitous advantage to be able to throw at guys. So let's start with the advantage.
Don't be silly.
Am I getting the advantage on Judkins?
Don't be silly.
Or are we screwing ourselves by waiting and waiting and waiting, and then we don't get games out of them?
Okay, now I need you to actually pretend that you're a general manager for the Cleveland Browns, because you can't just sit there and say, if you're Andrew Berry, well, it's not my money, so I'll sign you to whatever. No general manager is actually going to do that.
Does matter now.
The money matters to the general manager. I'm acting you to act like a general manager here, okay?
I've heard differently from many Browns people.
You've heard differently from many Browns people, because I think the fan doesn't care, just sign him to the contract. I'm talking about you as a general manager
here, Anthony. I'm the same as Anthony Lima. Let's get him in.
Okay.
Let's get him in. Start the process. Why would we wait?
But I have to have you put yourself in Andrew Berry's shoes is what I need you to do.
Sure.
So if you were Andrew Berry, are you going to give him guaranteed money?
You bring him
You're
in. I need a running back.
Money.
I need a running back.
But
Let's
he's not going to be available to you.
Let's go.
I need a bunch of running backs. I don't know if he's going to be available to me.
This delays his availability. Every minute we play hardball delays his availability is what I'm saying.
Is it hardball if I don't know what the NFL is going to do? And I can't get it, even if I wanted to. Say I was like, hey, man, you put yourself in a bad spot. You put us in a bad spot here with your your behavior, no matter what.
Yep.
And so I can't sign you to the money that's there. It takes two people. Like, he's got to grab a pen
Browns,
and sign the contract. I can't just force him to come back to Cleveland.
So what I wonder, kind of in all of this talk, like the Browns know everything that there is to know, right? They've done an investigation, right?
I can't say that over the last how many years.
Who the hell am I to say that they know everything? They went and obtained a polygraph for one of the players. So they've done the investigative work on other players, and they gave that guy guaranteed money. Do the Browns know something?
Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
Does this worry you a little bit, Kenny? Do the Browns know more information, and they're like, ooh, boy.
I don't know.
This suspension could be way worse. We don't want to do it.
Remember,
it leads us to jump to these conclusions.
Did it or did it not come out? It came out later that there was a history, that there was somehow a history of this behavior. So are the Browns just running with a pen? Here you go, sign anything.
Wait, what do you mean a
they
history?
They had said that she had claimed that there was a history of behavior like this with Quinshon Judkins. That was what was claimed by her. So now they don't know what everything else is going on there. So there's something, it's like, hey, you know what? These are people. You're in a people business. It's terrible. It's unfortunate what allegedly went down, but that's the business that you're in. Okay, fine. I guess I could try to feel bad for him on that case, but they're a professional sports team, so I don't. So now are you really going to go forward and run and try to sign him to things? Because you're saying, well, do they know everything?
Well,
they should know everything. I don't know if they know everything.
Man, if there was a big gap in their evaluations and, you know, all the character stuff, if they didn't do their due diligence like they should have, then that comes back on them.
Well, you know, according to the tweets I see, they're doing their due diligence on everything. But I don't think we have the full story yet. And because we don't have the full story yet, I don't know what you can sign the guy to. If he's just crossing his arms, or his agent is just crossing his arms here and saying, absolutely not, then I don't know if you could just offer him exactly what he wants.
This is a terrible start to a relationship.
Well, with the Nick Emmanuari contract, what was it, like 13.6 guaranteed? That's not a lot of money. Or 11.6 or something like that guaranteed. That's still not a lot of money for a second-round pick, a high second-round pick. And it is off to a rocky relationship. But, I mean, until the NFL gets back to me on what they're going to do, how can I sign the guy? And is there something there? Did they ask Florio? Is there something there where he might want to wait until the NFL gets back to them on something? Like, I don't know that part either. Like, it's history tells me it's time to rip the Browns. But history also, but this situation may tell me I still need more information, and the NFL ain't giving me any. So maybe we'll know more by Thursday by the time Mary Kay joins us. 216-474-0092. Like, that's it. This went way longer than I thought it was going to do, but that's where I'm at. So he's not available to you, so I'm moving on with Dylan Sampson, and I'm hoping that Dylan Sampson and Jerome Ford can help me out. And who was the guy they brought into camp that looked pretty good? Who was the other fire plug? I don't know. He might be cut by 4 o'clock today, so I'm not sure. I don't want to start saying names that aren't going to be there.
Pierre Strong's been here.
Well, Pierre Strong, but there was the other guy that his name escapes me right now that I'm sure I'm going to open
he's
up to a lot of...
Done so check, well that we can't...
Check the U... Check the U... Because his name escapes me, okay? Yeah. I know Aiden Huntington, but I don't know the... Come on, they got to be putting it on the YouTube page right now.
We're a little bit. We've got a little delay,
Ken,
because they're taking the they're taking the Odyssey broadcast feed, and so it's always going to be a little behind. Plus, you know, we have wild cannons on this show. We have people calling up. We got to make sure.
Amani Marshall, fine dressed Amani Marshall. Thank you.
If it helps right now on ESPN, the second on the depth chart is Quinshon Judkins.
Oh boy.
Probably want to update.
For a team built on the running game, huh?
No, he's not.
Yes.
Is Jim Brown first on the depth chart, if that's what they're doing?
How does this make you feel about the opener against Cincinnati?
Henry Ford is first.
What are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing. The guy's not on the team. He doesn't have a contract with the team. He's second on the depth chart. This is ESPN's, not the Browns.
Here come
just
the Marshalls.
To see whether or not.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall.
Thank you guys very much for watching and listening and watching today.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Boy, it was a tough night at the ballpark. Not only did it rain, not only did the Guardians get shut out for the third consecutive night, but Stephen Vogt and Tanner Bibee having a bit of an exchange that was caught on the Guardians TV broadcast.
In between innings, Tanner Bibee visibly upset, frustrated.
Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, well, he was right behind him.
It was not a pleasant conversation.
No, but you know what? That's what's been going on with Tanner Bibee. He came in and then said that, and the manager says, no. He put that to an end quickly.
Now, there's some speculation between the two, but Vogt addressed the matter in his post-game press conference.
I mean, emotions are high right now. Emotions are high with everybody. Tanner's one of the most competitive, fiery people I've ever been around. And he came in trying to pump the boys up, and I told him, not now, take it downstairs. And so we've already talked. We're good. It's one of those fiery moments that happens in competition in a long season. And Tanner's has been and will continue to be one of our best. And we know the competitive fire is what drives him. And like I said, emotions are high right now.
Now, Ken said it earlier. I think the thoughts of the postseason are done. I agree with him on that. And I'll say this, too. I think Bibee's time of being an ace is done. I'm out on him being
like
an ace.
Forever.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, unless he makes a big turnaround next season, I just cannot see. I'll take Gavin Williams or Slade Ciccone as a future ace over these two guys, over him right now.
I think it's time to power rank the aces.
Yeah.
Personally,
my goodness,
I think it's time. Well, Mitch has already given his.
Mitch has written his entire career off. Apparently, boy. The young rotation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, can I still have some faith in Gavin Williams?
This is your power rankings. You can do whatever you want, brother.
I'll go Gavin one. I'm not selling Bybee completely, so I'm going with him number two, and then what? Ciccone number three.
Wow,
right now,
the Italian. You're going against the Italian.
Is that fair?
You turned your back on the family.
Yeah,
Williams, Ciccone, Bybee. Because he wasn't trying to get anybody worked up. He was trying to bitch.
That makes sense.
He was bitching at him.
And I'm not one of these people that are complaining about Bybee getting heated in the dugout. I like the fieriness from him last night. The problem is I just need the stats to back him up, and the stats are not backing those up right now. He had 8 hits, 6 runs last night.
But I don't think he was trying to get anybody worked up. If he was trying to get people worked up and get them going, then Stephen Vogt would have let him do it. You don't just follow a guy and start cussing at him and telling him to stop it if he's trying to get people worked up and trying to take ownership of the baseball team and trying to give a leadership speech. You don't do something like that.
No, that's true. You also have guys like Cal Stephan who are potentially up-and-coming prospects that could be future aces for...
Well, wait a minute. Now you're throwing in a totally different category. How can I know that he's going to be a future ace? He's just up-and-coming.
Here we go. Power rank the guys you don't know.
That could be future aces.
Number one, Amani Marshall.
Marshall.
Number two.
Marshall. Marshall. They're still coming in. Thank you, YouTube. We do appreciate. We're live streaming YouTube for the first time ever here at the station. We made station history. And we are getting comments. And we are seeing those comments. Boy, they are tough to keep up with. They are going fast. 537 boys for checking in.
537!
Yes, they
stand
are.
Up.
Hey! Now, somebody also offered to be a moderator on YouTube.
Saw that.
Do we need that, or do we want to invite the negativity?
That is common among YouTube and Twitch streamers.
Okay.
That's for like the millions and millions of viewers yet. We're not there yet, but we'll definitely get there at some point.
Can you moderate the comments, Mitch?
No faith.
I'm currently moderating it as it goes along. I have to get access to the fan YouTube account because I'm only doing it from my account right now.
We trust you with that?
Sure.
How are you moderating it right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm just looking at comments right now. I'm not actually moderating.
So you're just reading it like everyone.
Well, you have to be a mod.
Yes.
You can't just not mod.
We should get Cavs a mod.
Anybody can do the mod. I'd rather have a mod be the mod.
I'm surveying the live stream chat.
We don't need
right
a surveyor. We need a moderator.
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, then give me George access Washington to the, all of a sudden?
Yeah. Well, then give me access to the fan YouTube account and I'll
Brandon,
do it.
My boy.
I don't think I want to give you that type of power.
Mitch, if somebody
I don't think you
uses,
deserve that type of
if
power.
If somebody uses naughty language, naughty boys, right there on YouTube, are you going to do your best to make sure to get rid of them?
YouTube already cracks down that enough as it is to a crazy
not from
point.
What I'm saying.
Do they go after people for bad language on comments? Live chats.
Even on videos,
test it
too.
Out. Start
on
using bad on language
videos
on the
too.
YouTube stream
you
right
have
now.
To, like, you have to use certain words or else if you use the actual words, you get like demonetized or banned.
I can see the Hulk Hogan meme right
never
now
mind.
With the spray
never
paint.
Mind. Yeah. Never mind.
All right.
Never mind.
We have some sports to talk about here. One of the stories being... this upcoming college football game between number one Texas and number two Ohio State at the Shoe. We had a quote from Arch Manning yesterday in which he is confident in the Longhorns' ability to take everything from the other teams this season.
Are you mentally prepared to have that huge X on your back all season long where everybody is going to be coming for you?
I mean, I think that's all of us at Texas, and I think we kind of try to shift the narrative. We're going for everyone else. Target's not on our back. We have the red dot on everyone else.
For the second day in a row, we've had a tough talking opposing Ohio State quarterback after the Underwood comments yesterday.
I'm telling Kenny on the air, what an awesome game. awesome to see these two teams, their uniforms, their bands, their fan bases, their traditions in the opener. And then Kenny's like, well, how are you feeling about it? I'm like, I have no idea. Are any of these quarterbacks good?
Does it even matter? It's so early.
And does it even matter? So, you know, we got to be so reconditioned as college football fans, especially the older ones like us, where it's a new quarterback every year, it would seem, for these teams. Hey, Ohio State, how many quarterbacks have they gone through in the last 15 years? It seems like one every year or every
17,
other year.
17 right.
Except
15.
For JT Barrett. He got to play a couple of years.
Yes.
Yeah, JT Barrett. And then
Braxton Miller had that spin move in a game because they after the injury, he was a wide receiver all of a sudden.
That was awesome. That was against Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Which, again, if your guys are if you're 500 or below, knock off the Enter Sandman. It doesn't work. If you're not a good college football team, you're not allowed to do those things. It should be that simple. Again, Clemson, you can't ride the bus if you're a bad team.
Ohio State is debuting new music thanks to the new athletic director this year.
That is true.
We've got Cam. Remember? Did you delete it from the system?
Years behind with the hey-ho music.
We don't have rights.
Oh, that's right. We can't play it. Can we play Best Damn Band in the Land? Do we even have the rights to them?
No,
anyway,
come on.
So
we will get our own in-studio band.
So I have no idea. Is Julian saying, is he good? Is Arch Manning. I've seen him play
twice.
Does
he look good? I think it's all that matters
Saturday
right now.
On Big Noon Kickoff, live on Fox and Fox 8.
Well, unless you have
boom
YouTube, and we say hello to everybody on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, hello on YouTube.
Well, that's the next story I was going to get to here. This, according to reports, a potential impasse between Fox and YouTube TV could affect the status of Fox, FS1, and Big Ten Network from YouTube TV's lineup, which could impact a lot of people into watching Saturday's contest between the Buckeyes and the Longhorns here. Why does this always happen right before a major sporting event
because
like this?
Because this is the leverage both sides need to get this done because they want to scare people so they can drive up the prices.
Because nobody cares that they can't see the Big Bang Theory for the 48th time.
Notice, Mitch, you didn't say, why does this never happen for the Akron-Ohio State game? Because nobody would care.
It's OU and Ohio State this year. That's the big Maction game we get at the Short Shoe this year.
I got to tell you, though, over the last couple of years, they have started letting this leak into the games. Like before, it's like, guys, they're gonna figure this out. And always like the Friday night, like, we've come to an agreement in the 11th hour. I mean, there was, a couple years ago, we had the NFL situation going on and that was, that was rough.
A few weeks, right?
When they're starting to, when they're willing to start letting actual games, because live sports is like the last bastion of live TV.
Last tune in.
I'm sure there's a couple of people who watch American Warrior. What is it? The workout warrior. What is that?
Yeah, the Trojan Warrior.
Trojan Horse Warriors.
Wait, wasn't Joe Thomas on this?
Yeah, the Ninja Warrior.
Yeah,
American Ninja Warrior. That's what it is.
I think Joe Thomas was on American Gladiators.
It was Xena Princess Warriors.
Well, there's
Kevin Sorbo on that one too, or is he all political
Hercules
these days?
There's a few game shows
Dean
out
Cain's
there.
Also political.
There was a Highlander.
But if they're willing to dive into live sports over these things, like that's a scary proposition for a sports fan here. So
what about Willow?
Saturday's
the
on the table. Xena Warrior Princess?
Willow was the little one, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
Who?
Why?
Warwick Davis.
Why does he know the name?
That's a great pull,
Mitch.
Why
of all the
Way
things do you know the name?
Well done, Mitch.
We don't know the name of the running back, but we know that guy's name?
I found it out. Okay?
He got it.
Amani Marshall.
Great, now he's going to show
hopefully
up
he won't
studio.
End up. Hopefully he won't end up like Deontay Johnson. What's the pass game going to do with Deontay Johnson? Go on, Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
I was going to say, my last story was
the
extensions that happened last night between Washington and, Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $96 million.
Scary Terry got paid.
And Trey Hendrickson gets $14 million and a raise, a $30 million deal for 1 year. So he can be restricted
in the future.
But nothing after this year.
Mitch, I have a question. In the future, anytime we get these stories in camp from a team where it's pretty obvious they need to sign the guy, should we not do the hypothetical? Should the Browns trade for him?
No, we got to do it.
We did occupy, if you go back and look at the archives, we occupied a lot of time doing just that.
We did not occupy a lot of time because you and I were both half-hearted.
Because you were talking about Shador Sanders.
Yeah. With Terry McLaurin was a bit of a conversation because he's a former Ohio State player, and I think he's the most underrated receiver over the last decade.
He is awesome.
But, I mean, you knew Trey Hendrickson wasn't going to happen, so, I mean, what the hell, right? Is that it for about last night?
It is.
Absolutely fantastic, Mitch. You should really be proud of yourself.
Mitch, is that work, dude? Is he still alive? Can we get him on?
Who?
Who is the guy? Willow?
Amani Marshall?
Oh, he's still...
No, not Marshall. He's alive.
Yes.
Deontay Johnson.
I don't know if he'll make the team, but he's alive.
Willow Nightingale? Is that a wrestler?
Bay Will... Wait, Willow Bay?
No, oh, you know, I've been listening to a podcast, if I can remember that. Willow who?
Well, do you remember Willow Bay from NBC?
Who's Willow Bay?
She used to be on all the coverage with Ahmad Rashad.
No.
Okay.
I remember Summer Sanders and
Summer
Ahmad
Sanders
Rashad.
Is another one. She's a swimmer.
She was. Are we done with 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon here?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Brady Quinn.
I already referenced Kevin Sorbo.
905. Why are you referencing Kevin Sorbo?
He comes up on my For You page a lot.
He does he?
Him and Dean Cain.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Why is that?
You see Dean Cain in uniform trying to scale that wall?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.